Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we close out our 50th year of news here on WCBS, we have some sad news to bring you.
Good morning, I'm Lou Adler.
Lou Adler, a man who helped shape the news radio format. A familiar voice for a generation here on this radio station.
New York City cops have a beef this morning, Jim.
Died this morning in Connecticut at the age of 88. Let's go right to a first-hand source. Rich Lamb, you worked with Lou Adler from the moment you got to this radio station in the late 1970s. What did he mean to you? What did he mean to this place?
Well, Lou Adler hired me, so it meant a lot to me right away. He was the news director. He was the boss. There was no doubt that Lou was in charge. He had a commanding presence. Now, if Lou heard a word or phrase he didn't like, you'd hear about it. Conversely, if he heard something that pleased him, you would get a powerfully worded memo that you treasured. And I have a collection of memos from both sides of that aisle, I can tell you.
Wayne Cabot remembers the stories he'd hear as a young member of the WCBS team.
Lou Adler came around in the time of the 1970s when, on television, warm, fuzzy news came into play. When it was your anchor news team, your action news team, your eyewitness news team. Everybody was buddies hanging out. And it was that fuzzy 70s warm feeling. And he was told by consultants, we need to do that to WCBS. So he called a staff meeting and told all of the reporters and anchors, be warm and fuzzy or you're fired.
And not only was he the boss, but he was the morning anchor for about a decade with Jim Donnelly.
You're listening to News Radio 88.
And those two set the bar.
Art Athens is at the talks and we'll be hearing from him.
Lou Adler was commanding. He had a voice that would cut through, a voice described as silver, really.
But will not meet with President Carter, who will also be in New York.
And he was commanding, and you'd follow him into battle.
I can remember the time that I was called into Lou's office, and he held up a piece of paper. And it had the word jewelry on it. And he said, how do you pronounce this word? And I said it the way my family had said it, which is jewelry. And he said, how do you get jewelry out of that? He says, the word is jewelry. I was so embarrassed, but I've never, ever said jewelry again.
There's a clip I'm going to find, Rich, of Lou and Jim going on about how you pronounce February.
That sounds exactly like something the two of them would do, you know?
A letter from one of your anonymous cohorts, Mr. Adler.
A one of mine?
E.S. Blake, and telling me to say February. It was mailed in Brooklyn, but he didn't put his return address.
Mr. Blake, you are a consummate grammarian.
Headline news approaching the hour.
God bless Lou Adler. You know, he hired me. I owe him everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.